Today's expert interview is about the commodity markets, more specifically the silver market, respectively the developments in the silver market. And we are checking the question, what needs to be done to have silver available and tradable at the markets. Stay tuned. Yeah, first of all, Forbes, please tell us a few words about yourself and what you're doing, and of course, especially what your company is doing.
Yeah, sure. So my role is VP Corporate Development with a company called Discovery Silver. My background, I actually originally started off in the investment business, and then I've been working in the mining business on the corporate side, I suppose, the last 15 years or so. Discovery Silver, we own one of the world's largest silver projects. It's located in Mexico, and it's at the development stage. So we're still doing the final economic studies before committing to a potential construction decision in the next year or two here.
Okay, well, yeah, so we are talking about the kind of world's largest silver exploring project, so to say. Am I right there,
Yeah, if you base the project on reserves, we are the world's largest undeveloped primary silver deposit by reserves. In total, there's around 270 million ounces of pure silver. The deposit does come with other minerals, so about 50% of the revenues is silver, around 35% is zinc, and the remainder is lead.
Ah, okay, very interesting. So it's not only about silver, there are other metals involved, like zinc and lead. Okay, interesting. But the main stuff is silver, and when I got it right, you're no longer in the early stage with the business. So there are a few phases, which have to be mentioned. Yeah. So what's coming at the moment, or what's coming next then?
Okay. So usually with any deposit, I mean, you go through the exploration phase. That's when you're doing the discovery drill holes. You find a deposit. You then drill it out to understand how big it is and what the concentration of metal is. Once you move through that phase, you then head into the feasibility study stage. And that's when you're doing economic studies, you're trying to calculate the revenues the mine is gonna bring in, you calculate the operating costs, how much it's gonna build, and you gotta make sure there's sufficient economic returns before making a construction decision. And then you move through the development period, typically that's 1 to 2 years, and then you're into operations. So we're right now in the feasibility study stage. Our objective is in a year's time is to deliver a bankable feasibility study, and that's something that we can get project finance for to go out and build what we feel would be one of the biggest silver mines globally.
Oh, okay. So that's a big story. And then when it comes to production, there's also a certain time running until it's the time for that. Do you have a guess what that will be, or what you are planning, or what is in general assumed?
Sure. So we would be submitting our permit application to build the mine next quarter. And typically in Mexico, it's a 12 to 24 month turnaround to get that construction permit in hand. In Mexico, we're actually in one of the biggest silver producing regions in the biggest silver producing country on the planet. So it's a very supportive framework there in terms of permitting and moving the project forward. But say we have that permit in hand at the end of next year, so that's the end of 2024, and then a 2 year construction period, we could be pouring first metal towards the end of 2026, early 2027.
Okay, quite interesting. Okay, but good for you that Mexico is a good environment for that business, as I heard out of it. And beside that, I think it's quite interesting for you what the silver market is actually doing also, right? So what's your thinking about the current situation at the silver market? I think we are around $23, bouncing a bit in a bandwidth. And do you have a certain expectations for the future for the silver price?
Yeah, I'm a little bit biased working for a silver company, but look, if you look at supply and demand, so right now mine supply, so mine production every year from silver is around 800 million ounces. And so that's been pretty flat for a long period of time now. It's not something you can easily turn up or turn down, mm-hmm. and there's not many big projects coming through. So if you look ahead the next 5-10 years, obviously our project could be coming online during that period. But if you assume 800 million ounces is the amount of supply coming online, and then on the demand side, typically half the demand comes from investment demand, and that mm-hmm. is typically triggered, like with gold, around concerns around inflation, financial instability, all the mm-hmm. themes we're seeing in the economy right now. Hence why gold is close to $2,000 an ounce. So silver should benefit from that too, but the other half is actually from industrial demand. Silver mm-hmm. is incredibly conductive and it's very ductile. So it plays a key role in electronics, electric vehicles, solar batteries, 5G infrastructure. But it's really the electric vehicles and the solar, which has been a huge mm-hmm. growth area. Demand from those two sources have tripled from 50 million ounces to 150 million ounces over the last decade. So if that trend continues, which we expect it will, and you have mine supply being flat, and potential increased demand from investors as well. Mm-hmm. I think the long-term setup for silver is definitely very favorable.
Yeah, that makes absolutely sense. Yeah, and yeah, the big topics are playing for the rise of the silver price. And okay, that's a quite interesting story. I would like to say thanks a lot for that nice insight we got here. And for the audience, thanks for listening to us. And please stay tuned on BX TV for more interviews, and stay tuned on BX Plus CH. Thanks.
Thank you.